In any case, this is the secret aspect of the Vedic knowledge, that it gives you the threads of the cosmos, the important knots of these threads, and how these threads can be related with. This is another synthesis that we find in the Veda. The synthesis of the human powers with the cosmic powers by means of invocation and means of sacrifice. And then finally, there is another point in the Veda, and that is the idea of perfectibility of man and attainment of immortality, amritam. These two important concepts the Veda gives, that when you synthesize yourself with gods and with the Supreme God and you become one, realize the Supreme, and put your body, life and mind in such a beautiful condition of preparedness and brightness and readiness, then you have perfection and immortality. Now, these are the aspects of the Vedic synthesis. Now, if you read with me four or five lines that Sri Aurobindo has written, they are the most difficult lines in that chapter to explain the Vedic synthesis. Page number 7. There have been other syntheses in the long history of Indian thought. There have been other syntheses in the long history of Indian thought. We start with the Vedic synthesis of the psychological being of man in his highest flights and widest rangings of divine knowledge, power, joy, life and glory with the cosmic existence of the gods. Pursued behind the symbols of the material universe into those superior planes which are hidden from the physical sense and material mentality. The crown of this synthesis was in the experience of the Vedic rishis, something divine, transcendent, not only cosmic but transcendent, and blissful, in whose unity the increasing soul of man and the eternal divine fullness of cosmic Godheads meet perfectly and fulfill themselves. Now these are very difficult words, but maybe that with what I have said it will become much more clear. The various kinds of perfections that I spoke of are all now summarized in these four lines. I shall read again. We start with the Vedic synthesis of the psychological being of man. That is, our powers of various kinds have to be developed. Then in its highest flights and widest rangings of divine knowledge, power, joy, life and glory, with the cosmic existence of the gods, which are pursued behind the symbols of the material universe. You speak the word Surya is a symbol, but actually it is, represents us Surya as a god, a cosmic god. It's not only this outer Surya which we see. So they are pursued behind the symbols of the material universe into those superior planes which are hidden from the physical sense and the material mentality. So yourself, uniting yourself with the cosmic gods and perfecting yourself by this connection. Now, the crown of the synthesis was in the experience of the Vedic rishis something divine, transcendent and blissful. This is actually, Veda does not use the word Satchidananda, but these three words are used, divine, transcendent and blissful. So it is actually a translation of Satchidananda, in whose unity, that is, Satchidananda is also unity, in whose unity the increasing soul of man and the eternal divine fullness, perfection and immortality, increasing soul of man and the eternal divine fullness of the cosmic Godheads meet perfectly and fulfill themselves. The perfection of the gods attain a relationship with you, and you become as perfect as the gods in each domain. Right? This is the, you might say, the synthesis that you find in the Veda. I think we can stop here now again, although I thought that I shall complete the whole paragraph today, but I went astray.
And, you went astray at all.
And I spoke at length on this thing which I thought we shall just pass over as introduction. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Those four lines are perhaps now better explained. So we shall continue now next time, and we shall go to the synthesis of the Upanishads, and then the synthesis of the Gita, then the synthesis of Tantra, and then the nature of the synthesis that we are looking for in the new world. That will complete our first chapter.
That will complete the first chapter.
Huh?
That will complete only the,
on the first chapter. Because that is, the whole page is so difficult. This page number 9 in your book is a very difficult page, because it summarizes the entire history of Indian thought in a few lines. In those four lines on the Veda, they are summary of how many volumes? It's a kind of a quintessence of the whole Vedic domain is described here. So it is so difficult, so I have got to take some time with you and ask you to be patient with the first, this page itself.